Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Home is more than a house. It's a personal paradise. Get yours with Rocket Mortgage. Push button, get mortgage. Get your Rocket Mortgage on, son. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Great news, you can save a bunch of money. If you switch to Geico, go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Everybody's doing it. PharrellOnTheBench.com has taken over. The best site for picks, top shelf results, killer price, unequal football snacks, hoops, please. PharrellOnTheBench.com is a slam dunk. Hockey winners, boxing, MMA, we're a knockout. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. 63% of my bets covered in college football last week. Every single week of the season has been in the 60s. Over 65% results total in college football this year. And pro football, 5 out of 10 weeks I've been in the 70s making you money. So let's get at it again this Sunday on Pain Day. And all the picks are up for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday anyway. So go get them while they're hot. Hide the money from your wife. It was good having Big Daddy in here. We got a lot of callers talking about the brawl at the Cleveland-Pittsburgh game tonight that broke out in the fourth quarter between the Browns and Steelers. Matt in Laguna Beach, Cali, styling on the bench.
Scotty, I'm pissed off and mad about it.
Why's that?
This, between that brutal hit in that football game yesterday, that college game, that Toledo game, and this nonsense, football is doomed as a sport. This can't happen.
Well, it did happen. What do you mean? Like, so you think the league's in trouble because there's something wrong with the league because a fight broke out in a football game?
That wasn't a fight. That was an assault. If you hit me in the back of the head with a football helmet like that, I would either be paralyzed or dead. I mean, luckily Mason Rudolph is a trained athlete. But seriously, what he did, he basically hacked him in the back of the head. Imagine if that happened in the NHL with a guy with a hockey stick. What would happen?
Well, I mean, he's obviously got some major problems headed his way because he definitely assaulted Rudolph. And then his teammate came in and assaulted him again. So the other guy, I can't say his name. I don't know how you even say it. But they kicked him out, too, because he came in and he hit him, too. Like, after the fact, did you see him level him, Carver High? He leveled him. He just cranked him full on. And leveled him. Now, if you did that to Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers, you'd be kicked out of the NFL, right? You do it to Mason Rudolph, nothing happens to you, right? That's bottom line. That'll be what happens to him. Neither one of them, nothing's going to happen to him. What are they going to get suspended for a game at best? Because the league, there'll be a NFLPA a grievance. They'll file a grievance and appeal the suspension. And by the time it's done, they probably won't even sit one game. Do you think they're getting suspended for multiple games for that, what just happened?
Garrett?
Yeah.
He'd be lucky if he plays again this season.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Cannot do that. I've never seen anything like that. He ripped the helmet off the guy's head and whacked him over the head with it.
What do you think, Mafia? Do you think he's done for the year, Garrett?
I'm not going to say done for the year.
Yeah, I don't think so.
He should absolutely be done for the year, but he's definitely going to get multiple games. I'd say 2 to 4. There's no way you can give him any less. I mean, the guy beat the guy with the helmet. That's not throwing a punch. That's not doing something that's, you know, just a little bit out of hand. That's way out of hand. You can't have that. Like you said, like the caller said, that's assault.
It is assault.
There's
and what
seven
about,
games left in the season. It should be no less than that.
And what about the other guy that attacked him? That shoved him?
He shoved him after. He'll get fined, you know, just like Pouncey. Pouncey will get fined.
Pouncey's going to get fined for the kicking and punching?
Yeah, oh, yeah. And Pouncey said he doesn't care, by the way. He says, I'll accept any penalty they give me. I was in protection mode. So Pouncey doesn't care. So, and I don't blame him. I get what Pouncey was doing.
They'll probably toss Pouncey for one game. They'll probably give him a game suspension, too, for you know, it wasn't just one punch. Like
they should suspend Mason Rudolph for those passes he threw tonight.
You know it's bad when your own teammates say after the game that you're going to get suspended. Because Baker Mayfield, Odell, all of them, basically, you know, went right out and said.
Oh, what did they say?
That he's going to get suspended and hurt. He hurt the team. They went right out and just threw him out there.
Garrett.
Oh, yeah.
They were disappointed in him.
Big time.
Because he's a really good player.
Well, they think that they're back in it now. They've won a couple games in a row. They're at 4-6. They think they've got – he's their best defensive player. He's a game wrecker.
What was he so mad about?
You know, if you look at it closely, it looks like Rudolph's hands are either – you know, some people are trying to make the case that he was actually trying to pull Garrett's helmet off on the bottom of the ground there. Some people think that his hand was stuck in his helmet. Something was going on with Rudolph's hands around the head of Garrett's helmet. And then they got up and he ripped the helmet off of Rudolph's head. That's kind of looks where it all started down there on the ground after the play. Garrett did give him a little extra on the screen pass, bringing him to the ground.
Right. Well, I just couldn't believe I saw him hit him in the head with the helmet. Ty in Ohio, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, man, I was up at the game. I left like 3.5 minutes ago.
Right.
Just actually, I was like, listened to your show on the way to the bar, and I had no idea what was going on. Watched this play. I'm like, what is he doing? I mean, kind of listening to you guys, that's all I'm getting from it. Like, what the hell, man? Like, the Browns had a good win, actually. I mean, the Steelers, yeah, everybody got hurt, and, you know, it's like your backup. And, you know, the Browns supposed to be the Super Bowl team, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I'm a season ticket holder, and it was great. But, like, looking at this replay, like, Garrett, what is he doing?
Yeah, listen, like, I think there's obviously – everybody's all caught up in it because it was so outrageous that they're all, you know, clearly reacting to a chaotic scene that broke out. A fight broke out, and now you got to remember, there was a fight before that, right? Like, or was that the fight right there that led to what happened in the Carver High? Was that what spilled into the end zone, or was that already happened? Because was that the whole fight? Was there just one big gigantic fight? Because remember,
right,
I had a guest in here. I wasn't sitting there staring at it.
The play that was going on was there was obviously a couple seconds left in the game, and he threw a screen pass out, and Garrett, you know, drove him down.
Right.
And after the ball was gone.
So that was the whole fight. There were no other fights in the game.
No. Well, the guy Randall on the Browns was thrown out earlier in the game for a
cheap shot.
Right.
Okay. So now everyone's reacting to this, and it's, you know, everybody's hot under the collar because of it. I get it. But the reality of the situation is this. The Browns won the game, and that's all that matters. And then this thing's going to, you know, spill out into suspensions for, it would appear to me, Garrett. And probably Pouncey. I don't know if they'll get the other guy from Cleveland just for shoving him down to the ground. He leveled Rudolph when he was standing there. He gave him a cheap shot and shoved him down to the ground. I doubt, really, to be honest with you, anything's going to happen to him. I think it's Garrett and Pouncey, to be honest with you. And, you know, bottom line is Garrett was just stupid. I mean, he lost his mind. He got in a fight, and he took a helmet and – I've seen guys rip helmets off before. I've just never seen a guy rip a helmet off before. And, like, I've seen Kyle Turley rip a helmet off and throw it halfway across the field. But I've never seen a guy actually assault someone with a helmet. And so I think Garrett's going to get the worst of it. But at the end of the day, the reality is the Browns beat the Steelers for the first time in 5 years. And that's all that matters. They won the game 21-7. I thought, and I'll just be honest, I think Mason Rudolph is terrible. I mean, he was terrible tonight. So
Garrett told reporters afterwards that he called his act foolish and out of character and said he made a mistake and lost his cool, but then also said a win is a win. I don't think this is overshadowed by what happens in 8 seconds, which is complete BS. It's completely overshadowed the win is what happened in that 8 seconds.
Nobody's even going to talk tomorrow that they won the game.
No one cares that they won.
Nobody cares that they won the game anymore.
Right. It's
this is the talk.
It's all about the fight. So, whatever. I think that, you know, he's obviously in a load of trouble, and I'm sure they're disappointed in him. And, I mean, what are you going to do? Ground him? You going to, you know, send him home to his mommy? I mean, he's going to get fined and suspended. That's that. Right? So, NASCAR George in North Carolina.
Scott Parrell, I was watching that on air, listening on the radio before you come on. They preempt us when the game's on.
Right.
Hey, and I was watching Mac Brown lose. You know, I'm a Wolfpack fan in college football. Gone. I'm a Redskin fan in the pros. We've gone down the river. We got one race left, but when I got on the radio, started hollering, so I flipped it right back. And I saw Garrett hitting him over the head with the helmet. Well, that was a vicious shot, man. But I don't know what that, somebody must have said something to him. You see your boy, DeCastro, that 6'6", 325-pound guard, holding him down, pressing him, you know, with those giant triceps. He couldn't even move just when he was on top of him. That man bench presses over 500 pounds. And your boy, Pouncey, he tried to kill him. He was throwing right bombs. Stomping him, looked like the nature boy Ric Flair stomping somebody in the head. And Brock Lesnar giving somebody a chair shot today. Last week, 2 weeks ago on Monday Night Raw, that Mysterio assaulted Lesnar with a lead pipe. He's the one ought to be in a jail cell. But Brock Lesnar will take care of him at the Survivor Series. He'll make mincemeat at that little half pint beanpole. Lesnar's a killing machine. And I'll pull for him now since the nature boy Ric Flair retired. But let me tell you this right fast. Hey, this has happened before Haynesworth, before he came to the Skins in 09, 010. He was 350 to 365 when the Tennessee Titans. He was 315. Remember, he stepped on Gerard's head on the Dallas Cowboys. And then Townsend, remember, on the Raiders, stepped on a Chiefs lineman's head. But you remember Charles Martin body slammed, was it McMahon or Tomczak with that cheap shot? You remember, ruined his shoulder. That was McMahon, wasn't it?
Yes.
Right, but Charles Martin from the Packers body slammed him. But you remember in 82, Lyle Alzada, before he played on the Broncos and the Browns, they lost a playoff game to the Jets. Lance Mill had those picks in that playoff game. And Alzada ganked Chris Ward's helmet off the Jets offensive lineman and started swinging it at Chris Ward's head. But they didn't say nothing about that on ESPN after Damian Woody and Keyshawn Johnson. They don't go back as far as I do and you do. But can I say one more thing about the race? Because I ain't talked to you since July, and you said something about last week that you're a relative. It was hurt, sick. I hope he's all right. I was in the emergency room Tuesday night. I was going to try to call you from there, use one of their phones, but I don't want to talk too loud in there. They found staph infection in my leg. They wanted to keep me in, but I left. But I'm on this clindamycin medication. My whole leg and knee swole like a balloon. Now I can't hardly bend my doggone knee. I'm on medication. I got to take it for 10 days. And they weighed me at 358 pounds in there. I done gained even more weight. They told me to lose weight because it's killing my legs. But let me tell you this right quick here about the race. Kevin Harvick's the only Ford in there. The mobile one, Stewart Haas, Jimmy Johns, freaky fast Ford, like I know, didn't get in. Last year, we had two Fords in there. Remember, with Kyle Busch and Truex, it was with Visser, but it was really a Gibbs team. It's all the Gibbs cars. Hamlin has got 6 wins. Truex has got 7 wins. Kyle Busch has got 4. And Harvick has got 4. Had 8 last year with Kyle Busch. Had 8. Had the most wins. Remember last year, Logano was the only one that didn't have a championship with Truex, Harvick, and Kyle Busch, and he won the championship. And this year, Hamlin's that lost the championship with 0-10 to Johnson ain't got the championship. Truex, Kyle Busch, and Kevin Harvick.
I don't even know what he's talking about.
This format for real. And the chase in 04, but the format in 14 from 16 to 12 to 8 to 4 to 1. The guy that's won the race at the end has won the championship. Because you remember, Harvick won it in the Stewart Haas Chevrolet when he beat Ryan Newman.
Right.
In 14 and 15, Kyle Busch won it when he had the broke leg, and they let him come back and win races. He got to the chase in the old days with the Bob Lafford point system that started in 1972. You couldn't get in a race to your points unless you started your car. But they've changed all the rules now. Over the years, in 16, Jimmy Johnson won when Kyle Busch pitted with 2.5, 3 laps to go. He had no chance to win. And ESPN was advertising Jimmy Johnson all week on here about the championship. I go, there's something funny going on here. But I don't want to say that racing is the only sport that ain't fixed in this country. And Logano had pitted with 7 laps to go in the 17. Truex won the race and won the championship. And then last year, Logano and the Penske Ford won the championship. He just missed getting in. They gave him a bad air pressure adjustment. He had the outside pole in that race in Arizona. And he didn't doggone get in. And Keselowski didn't get in after Kansas City had trouble. My top man, Brad Brack, Keselowski. But I pulled.
All right, listen, George, I love you. I love you, brother. I got to go. I lost him like 5 minutes ago.
Once he started talking about the actual NASCAR, it was
the wrestling was better. I mean, I have no idea what you're talking about, dude. It's like Chinese to me, honestly. Like the NASCAR, I didn't even know they still existed. Do they still race? They still have automobile racing? I love it. I love NASCAR, George. He's one of a kind. 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So a furious rally tonight with North Carolina coming back on pit. Did you see that with a 17-3 fourth quarter. They tied it up, but they lost in overtime. Pitt wins it 34-27. They did better than the Steelers tonight. And Kent State, did I tell you they'd win that game after they had that huge fourth quarter? It got even bigger. They outscored Buffalo 24-3 in the fourth quarter after scoring only 6 points the rest of the game. They win it 30-27 over Buffalo at home. Kent State with the big win. Tomorrow night we got two more. Louisiana Tech, they're 8-1. They mean business. Playing in Huntington, West Virginia against Marshall. But they're tough. 4-1 in the Conference USA to Louisiana Tech's 5-0. Plus, Fresno State and San Diego State, of course. San Diego State doing a lot better at 7-2 and 4-2 in the Mountain West, playing at home. They're laying one to Fresno State tomorrow night. We got that game. Both of those games. So there you go. Everybody's talking about the big brawl that broke out in the Cleveland-Pittsburgh game tonight. Miles Garrett took a helmet off of Mason Rudolph's head and then beat him in the head with it. He took the helmet and basically scolded him. He tried to basically kill him with it. I mean, what do you call that when a guy starts swinging a helmet at you and smashing you in the head with it? Is it not assault? What is it? It was a weapon. He was using a weapon to hurt the guy. It wasn't a fist fight. It was assaulting him with a weapon. That's a weapon, that helmet. Would you agree with that? No? Because I got to tell you, that's what it looked like to me.
It's absolutely what it was. I'm taking, you know, an object and bashing someone over the head. That's assault. And, you know, the caller brought up before, like, oh, what if they did this in the NHL? Well, it's happened in the NHL. Guys have gotten arrested for it happening in the NHL or hitting guys in the head with the sticks. So this isn't, you know, necessarily something new. It's not something we usually see in the NFL because of the helmets. But, you know, it's happened before in sports where someone, you know, actually assaults the guy and the cops get involved. It doesn't usually go to actual charges and, you know, arrests and jail time, but it's happened.
So do you think that Miles Garrett will go do federal time at Leavenworth or anything?
He's playing for the Browns. Close enough.
No, it's just like going to Leavenworth. NFL and NFLPA not close on a new deal. There's been reports that they were close on a deal that would include a 17-game season. But I'm hearing that that's not happening right now. The new CBA is not even close. Why would this NFLPA cut a deal with the NFL so quickly?
No shot.
Doesn't it go to the limit? Goes to the wire. Goes to a strike. Goes to everything.
Richard Sherman tweeted either today or yesterday telling everybody, you know, all the players in the league he was tweeting at.
Get ready for a strike.
He said, hold on to your money.
Here we go. I'm hearing 13 teams are going to see Colin Kaepernick work out.
As of now.
And
they claim more, you know, there's, you know, that's just with another 2 days to go. You know, there could be more that come. This whole thing just is so bizarre to me. That they're giving these constant updates on who's going, what teams
right.
are going.
It like, really is bizarre.
Like, what is that
you're
about?
Right. You're right that it has become a PR, the whole thing's a PR shenanigans.
And honestly, like, why are you, I don't know if it's right to even be saying what teams are going and what teams aren't. So what happens to the teams that don't go? Are we supposed to assume that they don't?
That they're racist?
Then we have to take all those teams that don't go and we have to analyze all of them and wonder, well,
why didn't they go?
Did they not want to go because they don't want to deal with them? Or do they not want to go because they don't think they need a quarterback? Or did they not want to? Because that's what's going to happen.
You're right.
Anybody who doesn't show up to that workout on Saturday, on Monday and Tuesday next week, that's what the talk is going to be. Well, why didn't Team X not go and see him?
Why go see him if they're going to send the workout and interviews to all 32 teams and, when it's
exactly,
over?
Exactly. The GMs and the coaches, head coaches, are going to get the
they're
tape of it.
They're all going to get it. Here you go. 855-212-4CBS. Melissa in Cleveland, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
I know, and you guys are wondering why all this stuff is happening. You guys are wondering why all. First of all, I love you. I need a triple Jameson tonight.
Can we get her a triple JMO? Three fingers shake out. Ooh.
Yeah. Hey, oh my God, I'm so excited. We got actually something else to talk about. Oh my God. Hey, that's because women are involved. When women are involved, everything has to come like down to like the science. This is nice. This is great. This is football. This is awesome. This is so the rivalry is back. This is great. Women, get off your shankless. This, oh my God, I'm serious. This is why women are involved. Hey, are you there, Pharrell?
I don't know. Carver High's now wondering if you're on blow.
No, I swear to God, I'm just cleaning and cooking and
she's on meth.
1:30 in the morning?
I swear.
She's
oh my
lit.
God, this is awesome.
1:30 in the morning, Melissa?
This is the best thing to happen for football is rivalry and people punching people in the head with helmets. This is awesome.
Oh, come on. Just stop.
This is awesome, she said.
She likes the violence. God bless her.
I'm cleaning and cooking, she said, at 1:30 in the morning.
She was on. I mean, it sounded like she had done a couple of gaggers. She was absolutely just streaming 105 miles an hour in a 55. Mafia, she was lit. That chick was lit.
Certainly sound like. I don't know anybody who cleans at 1:30 in the morning unless you're high on something.
Unless you're on meth. It's a five-day grind.
This is great. This is awesome. Oh, great night. Lots of fighting. Good for the fourth. That's completely out of your mind twitching on something.
I have no idea what happened there, but I liked
it. She's probably got that Buck Cherry song playing in the background.
I'm on a plane on cocaine, and I'm all lit up again. Mama, can you wait? I see this interview going on with the unicorn tonight. Funny. Does anyone really care
what he thinks?
No
Nothing.
One cares what he thinks.
Nothing. He didn't do anything tonight.
Is there anything worse than listening to the 7'3" white guy in anything? Just honestly. But I love his game. I think he's going to be so happy there. He was miserable in New York, so let the guy be happy. What do I care?
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So Pittsburgh still in that series with the Browns, 75-59-1 all-time. They had one tie. It was last year, remember? 21 apiece. Steelers lead the all-time series, 75-59-1, but the Browns won tonight. And there you go, 21-7. I have to say, seriously, I mean, no offense, because I don't have anything against the kid at all. I'm not, you know, rooting against him or anything like that. I think, you know, he's got a future. He's bound to, right? Like, he's their quarterback of the future, without a doubt, right? The Steelers, Mason Rudolph, he's the future after Roethlisberger, right? I think that's the case. And they're getting a really good look at him, and I just think he's a disaster. I mean, I don't know. Some of those passes he threw tonight were just abhorrent. Were they not? I mean, honestly, Carver, you watched it. He had, you know, four interceptions. My God, how bad are you? It was so awful. I don't want to hear about 220 yards. I don't want to. His five-yard average is all you need to know. He threw one TD, four picks. He was sacked four times. His rating was 10-8. It was embarrassing. I mean, it was flat-out embarrassing. Mayfield was 193 and two TDs, sacked once. He had a, you know, good game, all things being equal. I think, you know, the guy that stands out on that team, obviously, Chubb, Beckham, Hunt had a big game, I thought, you know, all things being equal. Landry did his thing. That's what they got to do, the Browns, if you ask me. They got to feed Chubb and Hunt the ball and Beckham and Landry the ball, and that's just all there is to it. If they want to win, that's how they win. Just keep feeding those guys the rock, and that's it. There's no one else that you can even remotely consider getting the ball. At all, right? You just have to just keep going to the well with what you got. And they got four really good players, so give them the rock. What's the problem? Meanwhile, Mason Rudolph, like the one pick he threw that made it 21-7 that gave him the ball first and goal at the three, that was the worst. I think that was the worst pass I've seen in a football game since the kid, and I don't even remember his name because I'm an idiot. But do you remember the kid that from Michigan that threw the ball to Ohio State in the end zone, threw that interception from his own end zone? Like a 10-yarder right to the guy?
I remember who you're talking about.
You know who I'm talking about. That was the worst pass I've ever seen in my life. And this one tonight that's the closest thing to it. That pick he threw that made it 21-7, that ended the game. Like, they were in the game. It was 14-7, right? They get the ball back at the 10. The guy throws that pick. It's like, what are you looking at, dude? Even he knew it when he threw it. Did you see his body language? He slumped and was like, oh, my God, why did I throw that? Because you're just terrible. That's why he threw it, because you're terrible. He's a terrible quarterback. Right now, he is, in my view, terrible. I mean, every time he drops back to throw it, what does he do? He just stands there and throws it. He doesn't have any clue what's going to happen. Am I wrong? Am I even remotely wrong? That's what I'm watching, a guy that just goes in a pocket and throws it wherever.
Yeah, look, I don't think that...
You can't even argue it.
He hasn't played well, and I know that they've won the last few weeks, but...
With defense.
They've won with defense. And look at a situation like tonight. When they got down 14-0, I just didn't think that he was going to be able to get two or three scores.
You were right.
To win that game, and he's throwing the ball all over the place. Wasn't a good scene for him tonight.
Four picks. You're a disaster. Any way you slice it, right? There's just no way. I don't know if you saw this. Just while we're talking to Pittsburgh and Cleveland, I might as well bring it up. Did you see the 10 ugliest, gloomiest cities?
I did see that today.
I gave you this story. Very important.
Right. Now, this is I read a little deeper into it. This is, I guess, it involves weather and cloud cover.
Cloud cover, average hours of daylight.
Average hours of daylight.
And days with precipitation to come out with an overall score of 100. This is looking for the, you know.
When I saw the headline, you sent it to me, obviously, because of Pittsburgh is where you first saw
right.
it. And I immediately thought, well, I could probably figure out who else is on this list. And sure enough, you know, the B-Lo is there.
The B-Lo made it.
Cleveland's on there.
Okay, so here's the top 10. 10, Boston, Cambridge, Newton, Mass. 9, Chicago, Naperville, Elgin. Like, who cares about these outskirts? Milwaukee, 8. Columbus, Ohio, 7. Detroit, 6. Pittsburgh, 5. Number 4, gloomiest, Cleveland. Number 3, Buffalo. And number 2, the second most gloomy, Portland. And number 1, the worst, gloomiest city in America is Seattle. Meanwhile, people love it. People love it there.
It rains there constantly, which is why that's there.
It's crazy. How crazy is it that it always rains there and is miserable right there? And then, like, San Francisco, they get a lot of mist and rain and fog. And because I'll never forget living there. You'd hear the boats on the water, right? You'd hear, like, under the Golden Gate Bridge, they'd be coming in these giant, you know, seafaring boats, these, you know, container ships and everything. You could hear them in the middle of the night. In the fog, right? And then in L.A. and San Diego, it's beautiful. And, it, you know, it never rains. Literally, like, it might rain 1 or 2 days a year in L.A. The 4 days it rained when we were there, Carver High, those are the only 4 days it's rained there in the last 10 years. We were there for the fight, and it rained every day. But it never does that. But in Seattle, like, the same coast, it's crazy. Like, up north in Seattle, it's miserable every day, right? And then in Southern California, it's beautiful every day. How crazy is that? It's the same coast, right? It's just one's north, one's south, one's horrible, one's great. It's crazy. The Rams' uncertain future. How about people writing them off? Do you really think they're toast and that their window's closed and that they stink and they're never going to turn it around, and their great genius coach isn't going to be able to resolve this, and people think Goff sucks?
It's all on the genius coach. I think he needs to adjust some things and reinvent some things that he was successful with last year because other teams have picked up on it.
Antonio Callaway, released by the Browns amid his 10-game suspension. He's going to appeal it. It was a drug suspension, right? Portland signs Carmelo Anthony. We told you about that tonight. How do you think he'll do, Melo, with the Blazers? You don't think it'll work?
I wouldn't expect much.
You don't think it'll work?
I mean, if you're down 20 and you needed some points, I guess you could throw him in there. But do you really want him in there in good minutes when somebody could just?
I wouldn't mind. I'll be honest with you. I don't mind putting him in there as a sixth man and letting him score. The guy can score. There's no doubt he can score. Gordon Hayward admits he's frustrated by his latest injury. We are too. You never play, right? This guy, and he's got game too. That's what's crazy, right? The guy's got game. He's a really good player, but he broke his leg. Now he's broken his hand. Can you believe the injuries this guy has, the luck this guy has? Seriously, he's got, like, the Black Cloud Diner rocking. Check out. Ooh. James Harden and the Rockets haven't proved anything yet. Says here they haven't proved anything. I was seeing tomorrow night, actually, that they have, unless I'm mistaken, let me look at this. I don't know if you knew this or not, but they're playing tomorrow night against the Pacers. And the Pacers, in the midst of everyone talking about every other team, the Lakers, the Clippers, the Rockets, right? They're always talking about everyone else, right? It's always LeBron and all day, every day, and then everyone else, right? They never talk about anyone but the Lakers and Clippers. But here's the deal. I don't know if you knew this or not. Did you know that they've won 7 of 8, the Pacers? even with Oladipo not even in the lineup, they've won 7 of 8. How about a little upset tomorrow night in H-Town? Can the Pacers go beat the Rockets? No, no, no Westbrook, just Harden by himself.
No.
No. College football rankings, what the games would look like today. It says it right here, Carver High. Alabama and Oklahoma would be in the Sugar Bowl, but that's not a playoff game,
no,
right?
No, that would not be a playoff
game. That's not a playoff game. And then the Rose Bowl would be Oregon and Minnesota. The
not a playoff game.
Capital One Orange Bowl would be Penn State, Wake at the Hard Rock in Miami. And then the playoff games would be the Peach Bowl, Ohio State and Clemson, and then LSU, Georgia in the Fiesta Bowl in Glendale, Arizona at the at that spaceship they play in out there. It looks like a copperhead snake. And then the Cotton Bowl would be Utah against Cincinnati. That'd be a hell of a game right there. That game might be better than the semis. I don't know about you. Notre Dame's 273-game home sellout streak is going to end against Navy on Saturday. What's the problem, Carver High?
I don't know. Apparently,
why is that not sold out?
Apparently, they planned for this. They knew a year ago because they were having 3 home games in November, whatever that means. But
why wouldn't people go?
I don't.
Navy's a good team.
I don't get it.
Cody Bellinger wins the MVP. So does Mike Trout. Carver High is very upset about it.
Ridiculous.
Baseball contacts the Astros and Red Sox as the sign-stealing investigation expands. I don't know what to say about this other than it looks to me like baseball is going to send down the gauntlet.
Have you been watching some of these videos these guys have been putting together on social media and stuff?
No, I try not
They've
to.
They've been digging up these clips. I mean, and
of them
so,
banging garbage
of them
cans,
banging and garbage cans, and whistling, and doing. I mean, there is it's when you really listen for it, it is there. I mean, it's there.
What do you think is going to happen to the Astros? What are they going to do to them?
I heard some guys talking about this earlier. At Mafia probably agree with it. This would be so typical Met to hire a new manager, and he gets suspended at the beginning of the season for being involved in this thing with the Astros.
Oh, Carlos Beltran.
Being one of the main guys involved.
Does Ben Ryder have all his fame taken from him for predicting the World Series? Maybe he knew about the sign stealing. Ben Ryder was involved.
Listen, all they're going to do is fine them, maybe take some, you know, some picks away. And wouldn't you trade that for a World Series? Not like they're going to strip them of the title. Not the NCAA.
Well, they did it to Memphis, or who they stripped Memphis? Who was it they stripped?
The White Sox in 1918?
No, but they did it in NCAA.
Right, but this isn't the NCAA. Major League Sports is not doing this.
Come on. The NCAA is a fine institution. The 7 players who will reject qualifying offers, Garrett Cole, Rendon, Strasburg, Wheeler, Bumgarner, Josh Donaldson, and Marcell Ozuna. And then Odorizzi and Abreu. The White Sox, Jose Abreu, and the Twins, Jake Odorizzi, they both accepted their offers. Will Smith, ex-Giants reliever, signs with the Braves, 3 years, $39 million. And then they had the gall to say that Melanson will still be the closer. Good luck with that. Here you go, Carver High. I know how excited you are. The daily power rankings. Capitals, number 1. Blues, 2. Bruins, 3. Islanders, 4.
Yeah, they're on a 13-game point streak, but they dropped a spot in the power rankings this week. So
oh, they went from 3 to 4, but they never lose.
Yeah, exactly.
And then the Oilers are 5, and the Avs, 6. Arizona, 7. There's that sneaky Desert Dog bunch. Canadians are 8. How is that possible?
They're playing well.
Is that right? Panthers are 9. They're playing well until tonight. And then the Canucks, 10. Flames, 11. Flyers, 12. Every time I turn around, the Flames are losing. Why are they even ranked?
It's time for your boy Malkin to step up, too. I was reading today that his numbers when Crosby is out of the lineup are astronomical. So this should be Malkin's time now, right?
I guess. They're talking about load management in the NHL. Is that like when Malkin takes off every other night?
No, with splitting your goalie work.
Oh, yeah. There's so many great backup goalies in the NHL.
It doesn't pay to
Who's worse, the NFL backup quarterbacks or the NHL backup goalies?
Well, a lot of teams, like that article is saying, is going more towards splitting throughout the whole year.
What happened with TJ Brody of the Flames?
They carted it. He had to go to the hospital.
What, he collapsed?
He had a seizure on the
ice. Was it a seizure?
I believe so.
Yeah, he was unconscious.
Yeah. He did go home from the hospital, so...
Free agent defensive lineman Malik McDowell was sentenced to 11 months in jail and 3 years of probation this week after pleading guilty to a series of crimes in Michigan. He's been charged with everything: assault, resisting arrest, operating a vehicle drunk, intoxicated, charged with receiving stolen property. Wow, sounds like he's not going to get a job playing football anytime soon. Memphis announces that James Wiseman has been declared ineligible and will be withheld from competition. He's finished. Get ready for the NBA, kid. And then Ibrahimovic bids farewell to L.A. by telling fans to go back and watch baseball. I love that guy. He's got a smart-ass attitude about life. I love him.
He is hilarious.
He is great. He goes, they got nothing without me. Nice knowing you.
The league's a joke without me.
Go watch baseball, which is boring. You got to admit, he's right. Don't forget to check out the podcast. It's on Twitter after the show, at Scott Ferrell, at On the Bench CBS, and on Facebook.com/Ferrell On the Bench. We put it out in the morning, too, the following day. We'll see you tomorrow night at 10 on a pain-free Friday. For Carver, I am Avi. I'm Ferrell. Good night.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.